On confusion and doubt is the most important, be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who is definitely in pursuit of happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
downstairs. Oh, damn it!
Downstairs in the lobby.
Yes.
Who told him? How did he find out we're in this hotel?
I don't know who could have told him. Oh, Marl, if he finds out, all our plans will be ruined. Oh, damn.
What do we do now?
Let me think. Hurry up. Come on. Oh, why won't it open? Oh. Okay.
Thank you. Excuse me. I couldn't find Mara Azimi in the restaurant.
I called their room, but nobody answered.
Maybe she isn't in the hotel?
No, I don't think so.
Well, is there anybody, a friend she's with, maybe?
Yes, Miss Torkan Demir. She was also in the restaurant. She's coming out of the restaurant now.
Thanks for your help. Miss Demir?
Yes, that's me.
Are you Maral Azimi's friend?
Maral? Yes. And you are?
I'm Farid Ashradi. A reporter for Shagosat.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Mr. Farid Ashradi, is that right?
Yeah.
Ah, that's very good. I hope you can come for the conference.
I was very disappointed when I read the news today.
Don't look back.
Oh, Sanas, what's the matter?
Go, I said! Get going, hurry! Hurry! Hurry!
We've arranged another press conference for tomorrow, in which Maral Azimi will be telling us about her tragic past and her marriage to a fanatic radical.
Nice to hear that. I'm sure it'll be interesting.
Yes, you're just in time.
Oh, pick up, will you? Hello?
Hello?
Are you still in the restaurant?
Yes. And if you're with Maral, come down to the restaurant. An Egyptian reporter is here.
Okay. Look, forget about it, Torkan. Ahmed is in the lobby. I mean, Ahmed Yazdanpana, Maral's husband, he's in the lobby. That's why we've left the hotel and are walking around.
What does he look like?
He's tall, and he has salt and pepper hair, and a black beard, and a black eyes, and a slim face, and I don't know. How old is he?
35.
About 35. That's it.
Really? I think I've seen him.
What? Is he sitting in the lobby?
No, he's in another place.
Listen, Torkan, be careful. He mustn't find out who you are. If he does, for any reason, this story will come to an end.
Don't worry, okay? This story isn't ending that easily. I'll make sure of that.
Where should we go?
Just a second. Excuse me. I'll be right back
with Maral Azimi, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm waiting.
Be right back.
Who were you talking to?
To the same stupid
man you were talking about.
Told you to be careful, Torkan. Be careful, Lloyd. Don't you...
I know what I'm doing, okay? Go and find the street adjacent to the gas station and wait for me there. I'll be there soon.
Okay?
Okay.
Oh, damn it!
She said we have to find the gas station.
How do we do that?
I don't know. It can't be far from here. Over there, maybe.
Let's go.
Thank you.
give her a call.
Okay.
Bugün hava güneşlidir.
Selam. Numarayı kaptan verdi. İstanbul'da başım ne zaman sıkışırsa bu numaradan Aras'ı aramamı söyledi.
Neyin var?
Telefon Aras'a verir misin?
Telefon Aras'ın elinde.
Aras sen misin?
Evet. Benim.
Sorunum iki kadın ve bir çocuk.
Pasaportsuz, hüviyetsiz?
Şimdilik evet.
Senin milliyetin ne?
Bu senin hassas olduğun bir konu.
İranlıdılar.
Her üçü de evet.
Kaptan dedi ki benim olan diğer hassasiyetlerim nedir? Ha?
Söyledim. Katil, kaçakçı, dolandırıcı, hırsız, büyük suçlularla çalışmaz mısın? Sadece ufak suçlarla ve zavallı suçlularla uğraşır mısın?
Bunlar küçük üçgüyaçı ya zavallı üçgüyaçıdılar.
Hiçbiri.
Bak ben sinirlerdir İranlı kimliğim yok. Onu kaybetmişim. Bilmiyorum İran'da ne haberdi. Bilmiyorum kim doğru diyor. Kaçanlar ya memleketin içinde olanlar. Bundan dolayı siyasete girmem. Siyasi adam da değilim.
Biliyorum. Kaptan bunları söyledi.
Kaptan demedi benim boyum kaçtı.
Söyledi. 1.76 boyundan 70 kilo adamısın. Saçlarını da yeni kazıtmışsın. Aynı zamanda çok hoş ve tarz bir sakalın varmış. Ha bu arada yüzün de çok tatlı ve çekiciymiş.
Sen Türk müsün?
Ben Melizim. Hem Türk'üm hem İsveçliyim yani. İki kimlik taşıyorum.
Adın ne?
Ingrid.
Ingrid.
Ingrid. I think her middle name is Ingrid.
Whose name?
What's up now? Are you asleep or are you thinking?
Peki, nerede görüşelim?
İskele'de, kaptanın teknesinin yanında.
Ne zaman?
Yarım saat sonra orada olur musun?
Olurum. Motorum var.
Biliyorum.
Peki sen neyi bilmiyorsun?
Şimdilik hoşça kal.
Hoşça kal.
Torkan.
Efendim?
Ingrid mi, Torkan mı?
Sen Türkçe biliyor musun?
Biraz.
See how many fish I've caught for you?
Pardon?
Take them. Goodbye.
Hasty dear, be patient, okay?
When will he be here? Don't worry, any minute now.
You say he'll be here. Been saying that for ages. He hasn't come.
Here.
Guy's a cross between Adam Sandler and Johnny Depp. He could play Othello.
Stop talking nonsense, Simaz.
Salam.
Salam. Salam.
How do you do?
Maral Azimi, Sanaz Azimi, and Aras. What was it?
I'm Aras Mashregi. I haven't said hello in Farsi for years. My mother told me saying hello is good for your health.
How sweet. Of course, your mother was right. But this country is teeming with Iranians.
In exile, Iranians just pass by each other.
What does that mean? That's what I said. They see each other and say hello.
They give each other a wide berth, so they don't have to.
Getting bored.
What's the little angel's name?
Hasti.
Hasti.
Aras. Aras. Ne konuşuyorsunuz siz aranızda?
Hiçbir şey.
Neyse, bunlar sana bahsettiğim kadınlar. Onları İstanbul'dan çıkarmamız gerekiyor.
Tell me, can you speak Turkish?
I can a little.
I don't know any.
So what language do you communicate in?
English.
English. Good.
Sen benimle mi konuşuyorsun yoksa onlarla mı?
Do you mind if we speak English as well?
Neden? Türkçe konuşmamızda bir sakınca mı var?
So that they can understand what we're trying to say. Okay with that? Yes?
Okay. They don't have passports at the moment, so we have to find them a place, an apartment to stay in, until we can get them out of here.
What's their financial condition? Do they have money?
Yes, yes. Don't worry about money.
We have to call the police.
Thank you.
Hey, hey, what are you looking at?
What, me?
No.
Then who are you talking to?
I was talking to the wall.
The wall?
Yes, the wall. Sometimes I talk to myself.
Uh-huh.
Naughty girl. You can't fool me.
Let's go. You and the kid. Get out, please.
Naras, should I stay in the car?
Okay. Take care.
Why didn't you tell me they had a kid with them?
Because this kid never cries, so you won't even know she's here.
What if she does cry?
If she cries, throw them all out, okay?
You're a pest, Aras. By the way, ladies, I lock this door at 12 p.m. and I sleep like a log until 7. Is that understood?
Whatever he says goes.
Take them upstairs.
Come, take the kid. If I get the money by tomorrow, I'll sort your passports out in less than 48 hours.
What do you mean? We have to live in this cell for 48 hours?
You have no choice, madam. Without passports, you can't go anywhere worth going. Eshag is in the business, too. He pays off the right people and charges us the earth.
Whatever. I, for one, don't know what I'm going to do for the next 48 hours. Ugh. It doesn't open? Couldn't you at least have gotten us a room higher up with a decent view?
Upstairs has a terrace. If you want, you can use it at night.
Are there any shops around here?
I'll get whatever you want.
I'll go myself.
You see if the shopkeepers around here find out you don't speak Turkish, they'll charge you double. You don't need anything for the kid?
Just formula.
Hey, dude. Get me 2 bottles of tequila.
Okay.
Sanas, my money's gone. My money's been stolen. My money's gone.
What's that? Bring it here.
It's gone.
Let me look for it.
Gone.
Okay, let me look in my own bag a sec. My money's gone too. Damn it. My money's been stolen too. Oh. Oh. Where is it? Lord, why are you crying? Morrow. Look at me. Why are you crying, sister? You're worried about a few thousand? Listen. You're one of the richest Iranian women in the world now. Do you get that? You can go and buy a house in London all by yourself right now. Why are you crying?
Sanas, I don't live in a dream world.
What do you mean a dream world? Look, that girl will be bringing us the money tomorrow, all the money that's been collected. You have loads of money, all in dollars. Dry your tears. Dry your tears. Come on. What was your name?
Aris Mashregi.
Uh-huh. Well, Mashregi, do you have money to go shopping for us this evening?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then do some shopping and we'll pay you back tomorrow. You can be sure of that. Door's open. What took you so long?
I'm right here.
Did you get it all?
The formula is in that one, the other one. Take it.
Where is it? Do you want some?
I don't drink alcohol.
At all?
I've never tried it.
I can tell. It's the cheap stuff. You've been had. So you're a good little boy then.
Where are Morrell and Hasti?
Hasti was restless, so Morrell took her out for a walk. Okay.
Here. Give this to Hasti.
What is it? A bumblebee? It's horrible. Does it buzz too?
Yeah, it does. It buzzes all day.
Oh. How does it manage that?
It manages it just fine.
Oh? How does it manage it just fine?
Like this.
It's interesting. You know, Hasti's father never did what you've just done for her. Can you believe that?
What kind of a person is Hasti's father?
Sit down and I'll tell you. Listen, he was despicable in every way you can imagine. Backstabbing, unfaithful, bad-tempered, loudmouth. In short, he was a thug.
Why did Morrell marry a guy like that?
The guy tricked her. Look, at first he was like a Dr. Jekyll when he was in a good mood.
But when he'd got what he wanted, he became just like Mr. Hyde. Do you know the story?
Yeah, I do. Okay, what else?
The rest is history. He forced Morrell to live with his father and his mean brothers and sisters. They didn't let Morrell breathe. Like the two ugly sisters, they sank their claws into poor Cinderella. They made her have to flee her husband's house. Don't judge by appearances. Morrell has only been able to breathe easy since she got here. In the 3 years she lived with that man, she was belittled, cursed, tortured. She was beaten. She hasn't lived.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Lunch?
No. Have you brought lunch?
You seem to be hungry, am I right? Told me you have a friend who works in the hotel reception. Is that right? His name is,
Hassan?
Yes, Hassan.
Oh, you're talking about Hassan. Yeah.
Is he Iranian?
Yeah, he's Iranian, but he doesn't want anyone to know, you know what I mean?
Why not?
Because he doesn't know if he's Iranian or Turkish. He has two identities.
Uh-huh. Just like you.
And like you.
Now, you have a good memory.
If he has a shift tomorrow at the hotel, I'll go there.
No. Aras, I beg you, go to the hotel tonight. Even if he doesn't have a shift tonight, give him a call. Tell him to come there. I'll give you the money for the room. Please, will you get my passport off him?
What are you afraid of? You don't have a conservative husband. You're not a fugitive, are you?
No, I'm not afraid of anything.
So why don't you go to the hotel yourself, check out of your room, and get your passport back?
Because I don't want to have to deal with Morrell's crazy husband. He's in the hotel right now.
How can you be so sure he's still in the hotel?
Because he thinks I'll be coming back to that hotel. He'll wait till I come back.
Besides your passport, does the hotel have Sanaz's passport, too?
No, don't worry about her passport. Please, Aras, just bring back my passport. What? What are you thinking?
I mean, why carry a fake passport when you have a real one, I mean?
Does 15,000 sound good?
For what?
For getting me my passport. Okay, 20,000. Plus, I can give your friend a little something, too. I'll give him something separately, okay? Aras, please, just get my passport, okay? Sanaz isn't an important person to get out of Istanbul. Please believe me, I'm telling the truth.
Your passport's worth a lot.
I am worth a lot.
Forgive me, Mother. Bad thoughts came into my head for a moment. I promise you, I'm still the way I was. I haven't broken my promise. And I never will. But Mother, I swear to that God that you believe in so much that I won't think bad thoughts ever again. I know bad thoughts lead to bad actions. And Lord, you tell her, if I sort her passport out, I'll get 20,000 lira. That's not a bad thing. She offered to pay that much. Okay? Hello, Hassan. I had a question for you. I wanted to know if the air inside the hotel is warm or cold, huh?
Well, sir, it's fairly warm. It's not too warm.
God, you're pathetic. Who are you afraid of now? Speak loudly.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't really understand what you were asking me.
I don't want you to call. Come out here.
I can come out there, sir. I'm busy at the reception desk.
Listen, Hassan. I'll count to 100. And if you come out, wonderful. If not, I'll come in there and tell everyone there that Hassan isn't from Morocco. He's Iranian. It's up to you. I'm counting now.
Have you gone crazy?
Hassan, I need you to bring 2 passports tonight. Show me what you're made of, okay?
What nationalities?
Iranian and Swedish.
Are you paying in cash?
What do you take me for, bro?
Right at the end of the road, I'll bring them.
Hold on a minute, where are you going?
Didn't you ask for some passports?
Yeah, I want some passports, but they have names this time.
What do you mean they have names? You've never had a preference before.
I don't want them for duplicating, do I?
Then what do you want them for?
Why are you asking so many questions tonight? Go and bring the passports. I want to give them to their owners.
Their owners? The passports are in the hotel, so where are their owners?
Don't make my life difficult. Go on, go on.
Tell me what's going on. Give me some info.
Look, one of them is called Sanaz Azimi, and the other is called Ingrid.
Whoa, don't even think about it.
Why can't I?
Because the police are looking for all 3 of them.
All 3 of them?
Yeah.
What's going on?
The 3rd is Maral Azimi. She's the prime suspect, and she doesn't have a passport.
Hassan, come on, give me all the info.
Do you think I got nothing better to do?
Of course not, Hassan. But I don't know the details.
The details? Look. Oh, look, here they come. The one on the right is Morel's husband, who's come from Iran to find his wife and child.
Tell me, who's the guy on the left?
The guy on the left is from the embassy. He's Morel's husband's friend.
Damn it.
What? What's the matter now?
Hassan, when those officers leave, can you bring me the passports or not?
Forget about it, man. The police took them off me 2 hours ago.
He asked for them and you just handed them over?
What was I supposed to do?
Why did they take their passports?
I don't know. You go and ask them. I gotta go. I got things to do. You better make yourself scarce.
Bye.
چشم بسته جهانم شکل خوابه، عذابه استرابه روبرو دیواری از دیواری از سنگ، روبروم دیواری از مز، دیواری از سنگ. بگو بیهوده نیست، بگو بیهوده نیست، فاصله آب و سراب، بگو سپیدی کاغذ بیهوده نیست، بگو از کوچه پراکنده فقط کابوس و تنهایی، بگو خواب و هرچی که دیدم افسانه بود، هرچی شنیدم. نگاه کن شوق دل زدن به دریا، برام شد مرگ تدریجی رویا. Yeah.